This is a story from the New York Times. New York Times! Yep, New York Times. Here's a headline. Probably saw this yesterday. Kevin Spacey criticized for using apology to Anthony Rapp to come out. Apparently, the organized Hollywood hedonist practicing sodomy are not all down with actor Kevin Spacey's coming out party, since he had to make his coming out party after being accused of assaulting a 14-year-old boy some 30 years ago. You know, the mists of time are supposed to cure all these things, you see. Who's gonna take issue with me diddling some boy 30 years ago? Who cares? Well, apparently, to the shock of Kevin Spacey, all that's rainbow flagged awesome does not glitter and is not gold. One actor's name is Billy Eichner, tweeted this out after Spacey's announcement. Kevin Spacey has just invented something that has never existed before, a bad time to come out. Now, right there, so what does that little Twitter message imply? What does it say? It says that previous to Kevin Spacey screwing everything up by being a real pervert, you know, instead of a pretend sodomite pervert, coming out, announcing yourself as a lesbian, sodomite, triumvirate, polyamorous, or whatever it is the hedonistic pervert distinction of the day is always a motivational, inspirational, cause celebre event. It's what motivates people. Let's have a parade, shall we? Yes, we shall. But Spacey ruined it because he chose the day after. He chose the day after it was revealed that he had tried to molest a 14-year-old boy. Now, I don't know. I'm being facetious here now. I have to disclaim this before I say it because someone will try to take it out of context. So I'm being facetious and satirical here. I don't see what the big deal is. Loving on a 14-year-old boy when you're 27, that's, hey, just another way to express amorous behavior, right? Amorous feelings. Just, mitter judgment, please. Who are we to judge? To quote Pope Francis, who are we to judge? What was going on between the 27-year-old and the 14-year-old at the time? I mean, come on. Is this 2017 or what?
You know, they say you're born like that.
Yeah.
So he has no excuse.
I don't follow.
I mean.
The boy or Spacey?
Like Kevin Spacey.
Ah, yes. Well, I say this. Netflix has also announced that they've canceled House of Cards. I didn't even know anyone was still watching House of Cards. Apparently, it was, season number 5 or whatever? I tell you, I watched the first season, and I was never running around going, oh, this is the greatest show ever. No. It was intriguing. Some of it was. Before he became president. But then it just got more ridiculous and ridiculous and ridiculous. And the last episode that I ever saw was the final episode of, I believe it was season 2, where the Princess Bride woman, what's her name? Let's play the princess and the princess bride.
Robin White.
Robin Wright, right. Robin Wright, who plays Mrs. Kevin Spacey, or Mrs. Frank, what's his name? Frank, how's the card? I'm trying to think of the name. The last scene I saw, I never watched it again. Never will.
Frances Underwood.
Underwood.
And Claire Underwood.
Claire and Frances Underwood. Last episode I saw was when the Underwoods, who had, he had just become, or he was going to become, El Presidente because of the inside coup that he had orchestrated. The episode ended with Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright, and whoever the actor was that was playing a Secret Service agent, having a menage a trois on the Underwoods center island in their kitchen. And I remember watching this, of course, turn it off immediately. The zeal with which Kevin Spacey began the homosexual part of the trio. And I remember thinking to myself, that's natural. He's good at this and he's enjoying it. And, of course, then the wife joined in. These people are just depraved, folks. I never watched another episode again. And so you mean to tell me that Netflix is so alarmed by this? Boy, that's rich, isn't it? Netflix has canceled House of Cards, but they haven't canceled Big Mouth. You've got teenagers showing up close, 70-inch wide, up close shots of 10-year-old girls' private parts. Yes, the entire screen is filled with kiddie porn. Netflix has no problem with that. Kevin Spacey. And look. All the story said was that Spacey tried to diddle the 14-year-old. Not that he did, but that he tried. Here's what Daniel Victor writes in the New York Times today. Kevin Spacey evaded questions about his sexuality for years, insisting that it was a private matter, even as Hollywood gossip surrounded him on Sunday. The celebrated actor confirmed what had long been whispered. I choose now to live as a gay man. I choose now. Here, let me rephrase that. I choose now to live as a sodomite. As practicing what got the city of Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed by an asteroid.
But that behavior shouldn't get him in trouble.
No. They should give him a new series. They should promote him to head of programming at Netflix. But some of those who might have supported him were instead incensed by the implication that his sexuality was relevant to an accusation reported by BuzzFeed News that he had made a sexual advance toward a 14-year-old boy 31 years ago. They saw his coming out story as an intentional distraction. You see, we must, mid-Hollywood, we must not be distracted from the issue at hand, which is hedonism.
Oh, so it actually matters what breaks first and what information comes out on you first.
Apparently. They saw the sentiment expressed by Mitter Eichner and Eichner was shared across Hollywood in the gay community, you see. As people criticized the timing and tactics of Mitter Spacey's response. Some also directed ire at news organizations that appeared to focus more on Mr. Spacey's coming out than the sexual misconduct accusations. I find this quite delicious. Who in the wide, wide world of sports do these sodomites think that they are? Sitting there in judgment of a fellow sodomite because he chose poorly who practice sodomy with. I don't see what the, again, being facetious here, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, we got sodomites running around that are having children, incestuous children. We have sodomites running around that are on their fourth and fifth partners. We have sodomites running around that are openly talking about mass orgies that they attend. We have sodomites running around that talk about or that attend parades, march in parades, and either mimic sex acts on the streets in front of children or actually perform sex acts on the streets in front of children. I don't see what all the big fuss is besides the fact this happened 31 years ago. Who am I to judge?
He chose poorly.
On Sunday, BuzzFeed News reported that Anthony Rapp, an actor, said Mitter Spacey had made a sexual advance toward him in 1986 when Rapp was 14. He said that Spacey, who was 26 then, had picked him up, placed him on a bed, and climbed on top of him. The accusation has incurred, Spacey said this, quote, "The accusation has encouraged me to address other things about my life." That he had loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life. Blah, 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 blah. GLAAD, a gay rights organization, said in a statement, "Hey, Lama, hey, Spacey, sorry, no room at the inn for pedophiles, officially. You got to do that in the back room. Look, we're all for perversions, but look, this is a perversion too far." GLAAD said in a statement, Sarah Kate Ellis, president and chief executive officer of Gays and Lesbians Allied Against Defamation. I think that's what GLAAD stands for. Quote, "Coming out stories should not be used to deflect from allegations of sexual assault." Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You can't draw this line. Sorry, that's not how the game is played. You've been telling us, the rest of the world, that's not gone sodomite for the last 40 solid years. It's just a choice. Hey, wait a minute. What if Spacey was born this way? He ought to throw this, he should turn this around and say, "Hey, I was born this way. I acted out on it, and maybe I shouldn't have, but this is who I am. I was born this way." So now, isn't this rich? Now we have organizations, sodomites, and bisexites, and polyamorousites, and lesbianites, and transvestites, you name your ite, now pitching a public collective hissy fit. And look, there's not even the accusation, the penetration actually occurred, that sex was the actual result of whatever it is that Kevin Spacey did or did not do. This was just a mere assault, as they're calling it. Now, You jumped on top of the kid. Harassed him, if you will. And that just won't do. This is a glad continued. This is not a coming out story about Kevin Spacey, but a story of survivorship by Anthony Rapp and all those who bravely speak out against unwanted sexual advances. The media and public should not gloss over that. Close quote, said Glad. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers here on Halloween, wondering what all the fuss is about. I mean, after all, these people really have very intemperate views of people that aren't like them. I must say, I've never witnessed this outrageous bigotry before.